Good evening. We are here on the 15th of February to bring you the Buckman Bulldogs versus the Brashear Lady Tigers game. I'm Tyler Killen along with my sidekick.
This is Mr. Matt Caldwell.
Starting for the Buckland Bulldogs, Lady Bulldogs, is number 3, Jessica Hartner, number 4, Bonnie Thomas, number 10, Kelsey Johnson, number 14, Jenny Butterfield, and number 22, Tiffany Baldwin. And starting for tonight's Brashear Lady Tigers are number 11, Sheree Cole, number 23, Kimberly Elsie, number 35, Danny Moyer, number 45, Holly Hazen, and number 51, Brooke Salter.
Rare treat there, folks. Brashear Band playing the national anthem. Way to go, guys.
Well, look at the players so far. Both teams look pretty speedy. What do you expect out of the game tonight?
Oh, I think Buckland's had a rough time there in conference, but you never know. Home, away, it doesn't matter. Any team in the conference can beat you on any given night. You can't take anything for granted.
That's right. I expect Brashear will come out in their press they usually open up with, and it's been pretty successful against all teams that I've seen them put it on. We'll see here as we're preparing for the tip-off.
One thing you need for a successful press is you use a lot of energy on that. You need to be able to run people in and out, and Coach Williams has been doing that pretty frequently here the last few games, using their whole bench for the whole game. That's probably going to pay off there when we get into districts and we're playing a lot of games back-to-back.
Here we go. Moyer tips it for Brashear, but it's corralled by Sheree Cole. She passes down to Salter on the right block, put it up and in. Now for Buckland, Thomas has the ball. She's trapped at midcourt. Gets the ball down to Hartner, but she loses out of bounds.
There's that press you were talking about, Tyler.
Worked like a charm once again. Elsie has the ball for Brashear at the top of the key. Gets it left wing for Salter. Into the corner for Cole. Put up the three. It's good. Buckland having a hard time getting it in on the press again. Finally gets it into Butterfield. Takes it down the right side of the court for Buckland. Pass was a little unadvised, but it was corralled by Hartner. Put up the shot, no good. It was rebounded by Brashear. Gets it down in the corner for Salter. Down into the right block for Moyer. Gets it off to Holly Hazen at the top of the key. She dribbles down left block, put up the shot, but she was fouled. Brashear leads 4-0. Hazen to shoot a couple. The first one is good. The foul is on number 4, Bonice Thomas of Buckland. Hazen's second shot is good as well. Buckland's again having trouble getting across the court. Thomas has the ball for Buckland. Throws a wild pass across the court, and it was the last touch by Buckland. I believe Butterfield reached up and swiped it on its way out of bounds.
There we go again, Tyler. Three trips down the floor for Buckland. Two turnovers caused by that press.
Elsie with the ball for Brashear. Gets it left wing for Salter. She dribbles. Gets it back to Elsie for the two. I believe her foot was on the line. She missed it. No good. Rebounded by Buckland. Rebounded by Johnson of Buckland. She tried to pass it, and Elsie stuck up her hands, deflecting the pass. They called it a jump ball, and the ball will be with Buckland. Thomas has it for Buckland. Threw a half-court pass into the left corner for Thomas. She passed it back out. Gets it to Butterfield. Passed it down in the corner for Thomas on the right block. And was tied up by Brashear. It'll be Brashear ball now. Elsie has it now for Brashear. Gets it left wing for Salter. She holds left wing. Passes to Elsie right wing. Back out to Salter. Top the key. Put up the shot. It's a two. May have grew some iron on it. Saved by Danny Moyer of Brashear. Tipped it into Sheree Cole. She put up the shot. No good. Rebounded by Elsie, who put up the shot but was fouled. She'll shoot a couple. The foul this time was on Baldwin of Buckland. Elsie's first shot is good. Now 7-0 with 6:02 remaining in the first quarter. Second shot is good as well. Thomas has the ball now for Buckland. Half court. Passes to right wing for Butterfield. She tried to get it into the right block for a Buckland player. And was kicked out of bounds by Holly Hazen. The ball will remain with Buckland.
Good play by Holly there. She had to have quick hands to get in front of that pass there.
Buckland had trouble getting the ball in. They called 5 seconds on him. Now Brashear ball. Moyer inbounds to Elsie. Brings it across half court. Holds at the top of the key. Gets it left wing for Salter. Down in the corner for Sheree Cole. Dribbles back. Gets it to Moyer on the left elbow. Across the court to Elsie, right wing. Back up to Salter, top of the key. Left wing for Cole. Goes off a pick from Holly Hazen. Holds. Finds Moyer at the left on the left side. Gets it into Holly Hazen, left block. Put it up off the glass, and it's good. Now 10-0 in favor of Brashear.
4 points for Hazen already.
Thomas has the ball for Buckland. Dribbles left side. Stripped by Salter. She just took it right away from her. Got the ball to Cole. Gets it down to Holly Hazen left side. Gets it back out to Cole left wing. Put up the shot. Nothing but nylon from Cole. Shot looked sweet there. They didn't even come out to guard her.
If she's going to hit that shot, they're going to have to be out there on it.
Thomas has the ball now for Buckland. Threw it right to Brooke Salter.
Brooke's got about 3 or 4 takeaways already.
it must seem like she has a red uniform on or something. Ball is given down to Kimberly Elsey beyond the arc in the right corner for Brashear, and she nailed another three. It's now 16-0 with 4:30 left to go in the first quarter.
Brashear's called off the press. They moved to half court, it looks like.
Well, at half court, they picked it up and put their hands on the ball while Thomas had it. They called the jump ball and remained with Buckland. I don't believe Buckland has put up a shot yet, have they?
I don't believe so.
So with 4:30, we'll pick it up again. Buckland ball. Thomas with it left side. Guarded heavily by Moyer. Now switches call-up guards here. Thomas with the cross-court pass to Baldwin. She holds left wing back out to Hartner into the right wing for Butterfield. Put up the shot. No good. Rebounded by Clarkson of Brashear. Gets it out to call-up. Call-up dribbles left side. Holds it top the key. Now gets it to Salter left wing. Salter holds, gets to Moyer at the top of the key. She's fine. Salter left wing, put up the shot. Nothing but net for Salter. Proving she needs some more playing time. Looked well the first quarter here.
And Brashear's already got two extra people in there. Doing the heavy rotation like they've been doing recently. And here comes Scudder up to the scorer's table.
Thomas with the ball now for Buckland. And she walked with it. It'll be Brashear ball once again. Meanwhile, Scudder, Elsie, and Clarkson, as in Bridget, check in for Brashear. The Clarkson duo is out there, it appears.
Clarkson family getting their money's worth at this point in the game.
Elsie gets the ball down to Bridget. Passes into Ashley Clarkson, right block. And she nailed it. Score is now 20-0 with 3:15 remaining in the first quarter. Thomas with the ball now for Buckland at the top of the key. She dribbles, runs a pick from Hartner, gets it into the corner, back out to Lane, right wing, across the court to Baldwin, holds. Now at the top of the key for Johnson. She gets it across to Thomas, back out to Hartner, back into Thomas. Attempted pass. Play was broken up by Elsie. And they called the jump ball because Elsie slid on top of it, but so did Hartner, came diving in. It'll be a jump ball in favor, possession in favor of Brashear. Timeout now called by Buckland. So it's safe to say the first quarter is belonging to the Tigers so far.
Yeah, Buckland found himself a little bit overmatched here. Like Tyler said earlier, I think they've only put up one shot, but... hey, you know, you got to stay in this thing. You got to play all four quarters, and maybe they can build something positive off here as we wind down toward district.
Well, they need to do something different, it appears. 20-0 with 2:50 remaining in the first quarter.
Yeah, there's not really a good way you can sugarcoat that. It's been a pretty tough time for Buckland.
Call up now with the ball for Brashear. She holds left wing. Gets it down into Elsie, left corner. Back out to Clarkson. Bridget Clarkson. Top the key. Back out to call up. Now to Elsie, right corner. Cross court pass to Bridget Clarkson. She corrals it. A little dangerous. Into the corner for call up. She dribbles in. Oh, it could have been called with the charge. They called the block, but the Buckland defender's feet might have been set there.
Yeah, I think he was floating a little bit when Chelsea ran her over.
Now on the inbounds, Elsie comes in and drills another three. The Buckland defender just was a little too late getting out to her and getting a hand in her face, so she just pumped it and hit nothing but net again. Now Thomas with Buckland has the ball, gets it into Hartner, put up a shot high off the glass, rebounded by Clarkson, pushed out of her hands by a Buckman player, Thomas, it appears, just took it away from Clarkson, and she put it off the glass. It's good. So with 2 minutes remaining in the first quarter, it's 23-2. Elsie now at the ball left side, gets it out to Clarkson at the top of the key. She dribbles, finds Elsie left wing, into a cutting Scudder left block. She puts up the shot, no good. Rebounds her own shot, put up the shot, another one. No good. They called Scudder with the push. Scudder Scooter with the push. That's her first foul. I don't know. It didn't look like she was pushing around much to me, just getting rebounds.
I think she may have been a little bit over the back there.
Maybe a pity call for him. Partner with the ball now for Buckham. Put up the three. No good. Just a little short. Rebounded by an attempted rebound by Buckland, and they bobbled out of bounds. It'll be Bashir ball now. Kelsey checks in for call-up. Kelsey dribbles the ball. Now looks like she's handling the point again. Gets it down to right corner for Cole into Scudder. Back out to Cole for the... they called her. Her foot was on the line. And it's a two-pointer, making the score 25-2 with 1 minute remaining in the first quarter. Thomas has the ball for Buckland, left side. She holds, gets it into Baldwin of Buckland. Back out to Hartner at the top of the key. Cross-court pass to Lane. Down to Thomas, right baseline. Back out to Hartner, right wing. She holds, mauled by Brashear defenders. She somehow gets the pass back out to Baldwin. And Baldwin's pass was stolen by Cole. So Cole has it now, left wing. Gets it into call-up on the left corner. Call-up's having trouble. Finally finds Christina Scudder. Left block. Scudder's pass out to Bridget Clarkson was a bad one. And the pass went over the timeline and was corralled on the other side by Baldwin. And then Cole came down and knocked the ball out of bounds, but it'll stay with Buckland. Buckland now having trouble trying to find somebody open. Finally finds Hartnett. Hartner. She finds Thomas at the top of the key. Thomas holds, gets it back to Hartner, and Hartner couldn't hang on to the pass. Out of bounds, it'll be Bashir Ball with 15.5 seconds remaining in the first quarter.
Bashir looking very, very good here in the first quarter.
Kelsey with the ball now, gets it to Cole, left wing. 8 seconds, back out to Kelsey, just inside the arc. Put up the shot, no good, rebounded by Buckland. She holds. Now Thomas. Thomas with the attempted half-court heave. However, Kelsey, who appears to be about a foot taller than her, just put her hands up and it ran right into the ball. The shot ran right into Kelsey's hands. So after the first quarter, it's 25-2 in favor of the Bashir Tigers. And it's safe to say the first quarter belonged to Bashir.
Yeah, it was. Buckland found himself a little bit overmatched here, but I saw scores of some previous games. I can't say I've ever witnessed them playing personally, but they tend to not put up very many points. And that's going to hurt you when the other team puts up as many points in the first quarter as you score in the whole game. But, hey, like I said, just need to find something positive to build on heading into district here in a couple weeks, and we'll see what Buckland can do here the last three quarters of the game.
A lot of game to be played yet, but if this is signs of anything, it's looking bad for Buckley.
It's a long ride home in the dark if you're going to lose by 50, but hey.
You kinda... Well, Buckland has the ball at the start of the second quarter. Thomas with it now. Gets in left block for Johnson. Back out to Butterfield. Put up the shot. It was a three, and I believe it drew nothing. Nothing but air. And on the attempted rebound, Buckland fouled Bashir, and it'll be Bashir ball now. Salter with it, gets it to Hazen, left block, back out to Salter, top the key. She finds LZ, left wing. She holds, gets it into Hazen, left block, put up a shot, off the glass and good. Hazen just muscled her way right around the Buckland defender and found an easy shot. Now Thomas with the ball for Buckland, guarded double teamed by Moyer and LZ. Gets the ball down to Johnson, left block. She put it up and in. Call up with the ball now for Bashir. Finds Elsie in the corner, just inside the arc. Put up the shot, and it's nothing but net again. Buckland needs to try to defend a little better, maybe. Now they have the ball. Lane has it at the top of the key. Finds Hartner. Right wing, put up the three, no good. Attempted rebound by Johnson. Looks like she had it in her hands and somehow muffled it out of bounds. It'll be Bashir ball again.
Well, Bashir's getting a lot of hands in there on the rebounds. It's causing Buckland a lot of problems trying to get play started.
Cobb appears to be running the point for Bashir. She gets it left wing for Salter into a Hazen. Put up the shot, no good. Rebounded by Johnson of Buckland. Hazen was a little pestered that time with the shot. Meanwhile, Thomas takes it the length of the court right through the heart of the defense of Bashir. Put up the layup. It's good.
It's them using that speed that we were talking about at the start of the game there.
Salter with the ball now. Left wing for Bashir. Gets it out to Moyer just inside the free throw line. Put up the shot. No good. Rebounded by Collip. Put up an odd-looking shot. No good. Saved by the ball was headed out of bounds. It was saved by Collip to Moyer left side. Gets it back to Moyer on the right elbow, and she attempted a post-to-post pass to Holly Hazen, and Holly Hazen couldn't hang on to it. Goes out of bounds off of Bashir.
That was quite a play by the Bashir players. They saved it once on the baseline, once on the sideline, and still couldn't come up with anything.
Now Thomas has the ball for Buckland. She has trouble getting around Moyer. Gets it left wing for Baldwin. Put up the three. No good. Rebounded by Moyer. Moyer attempted to get the ball to Elzy on a turnaround for Bashir, yet the ball was knocked out of Moyer's hands, and Bashir attempted to corral it. However, they pushed it out of bounds, so it'll be Buckland ball. Now they get it into Butterfield, put up the three, no good. Rebounded on the weak side, wide open was Thomas, put up the rebounded shot and made it, making the score 29-8 with 5:15 remaining in the first half. Elzy has the ball now, right wing for Bashir, finds Hazen, top the key, finds Moyer just above the block, right side, put up the shot, and it was good. Makes it 31-8 with 5 minutes remaining in the first half.
Wild play inside, Buckland gets it back, and turned over, it's going back to Bashir. I have to admit I was slacking off on the names there, so if I mess up on some of the Buckland names, hey, I guess you won't know. Trey Cole brings it up the middle of the court. Dribbles, hesitates, looks over to the left side to Kelsey in the corner. Kelsey dribbles out to the wing. Bridget Clarkson on the top of the key. Back out to Sheree. Cole to Kelsey on the right sideline. Rebound no good to Harder. Harder gets it to Thomas. Thomas brings it up the court. Up the middle of the court. Fakes right, goes left. Shot by Buckland off the backboard, no good, and it's going to be a foul on Buckland over the back. Foul on number 14, Jenny Butterfield. That's her first. Trey brings it up the middle of the court. Over to the right-hand side to Bridget Clarkson. Clarkson into the corner for Kelsey. Kelsey looking. Skip pass to Cole with the elbow, and good. Rashir's shooting very well tonight. That's something that's been dogging him a little bit in the last couple games, but I don't know what their percentage is, but it's got to be pretty high. Thomas brings it up the middle. Top of the key. Lob pass in. Tipped. Over to the side for Butterfield. No good. Rebound. No good. And tipped. Controlled by Kelsey. There were a lot of bodies in the paint at that time. Cole brings it up to Clarkson. Clarkson from 15 decides to pull it back out from the right-hand side. Back out the top of the key to Cole. Into Scudder at the free throw line. Scudder out to Bridget Clarkson. Clarkson 1-2 dribbles in. Out to Kelsey in the corner. Lob pass to Scudder. Nice play, but can't convert. Clarkson hustles it down. Gets it out to Cole on the right wing. Cole into the defense. Fake pass to Scudder in the middle. No good. And she's fouled on the rebound. Whoa, Christina Scudder's had a couple of point-blank shots, and the hands in her face apparently disrupting her. But she's going to shoot some... Well, I thought she was going to shoot free throws, but Bashir's going to take it out at the baseline.
Looked to me like it held her on a shot attempt. I don't know.
And it's always a judgment call, as always, when the officials are involved. Scudder loses it in the lane to Thomas. Thomas down in the middle of the court. She's going to try to outrun everybody again, and no good off the front of the rim. And Sheree Cole gets the rebound and tripped as she goes by. Tell you what, that Thomas is quick.
Yeah, she just took off ahead of everybody else. She was at the on the bottom baseline of this half, and she just took off and ran clear to the other side, and only two defenders for Bashir was able to keep within about 10 feet of her.
I bet she always gets the best seat on the bus, that's for sure. Trey Cole's going to shoot with the bonus. Good. Stay up there, Cole. You're going to get another one. Score 34-8 with just over 3 minutes left to go in the first half. Second one by Cole. Good. There's that good shooting I was talking about. I'm glad I didn't jinx him. Oh, here we go. Johnson brings it up for Buckland over to the left-hand side. Guarded by Clarkson. Inside defense and stolen by Clarkson. Nice play there. Three people swarmed around the ball handler and were able to get it away. Cole, top of the key. Lob into Scudder. Scudder wraps it around to Clarkson from 10. No good off the back of the iron, and Buckland comes down with the rebound. Number 22, Baldwin. Baldwin to Lane. Over to Johnson. Johnson fakes, goes to the top of the key. Holds it, holds it. Over to Harder. Harder in the corner for Baldwin. Baldwin looking for somebody to pass it to. And she stepped out of bounds.
Ashton Clarkson had some really good defense on Baldwin there in the right corner.
Very good. Cole brings it up the court. Top of the key. Looks. Fakes over to Clarkson. Clarkson in the corner to Kelsey. Kelsey has it knocked away. Or Scudder had it knocked away. Excuse me. Lane dribbles in and around everybody. What a play by Lane there. She probably had a 2-on-3, 2-on-4 break, and they left the baseline open for her, so she took care of it. Cole pulls up for three. No good off front of the rim. Gets her own rebound. Knocked away from 10. Scudder with the rebound inside. No good. Another rebound. Puts it up. No good. Knocked away. Kelsey gets it, and they're going to reset. Kelsey in the left-hand corner to Cole. Cole fakes on the wing. Dribbles around to the free throw line. Bounce pass to Clarkson. Clarkson from 10. Good. There's one for Bridget Clarkson. That's her third shot from there, and got one to go. Score 37-10 with a minute and a half left to go in the first half. Buckland's going to pull it out, run their offense here. Quite a few picks going through the middle. Over the right-hand side, or excuse me, left-hand side. And there's a 20-second timeout.
Yeah.
We're going to give them 30 on that timeout.
Buckland's picked it up a tad. I got to give them some credit here. Looks like there's a little more sense of urgency now.
Yeah, they're pushing it up the court. Tyler called it right on the nose at the start of the game about how quick this Buckland team looked. They don't have any size, but they can get up and down.
Yeah, especially that Thomas. She can just take out and... get way down the court.
Well said. Looks like it'll be Buckland ball inbound in their own baseline. Excuse me, Brashear baseline. Three-pointer by Buckland, no good. Rebound to Chelsea Collip. 1:10 left to go in the first half. Collip brings it up the middle of the floor. Stopped over the left wing to Cole. Cole dribbles it back around to the top of the key. Inside to Clarkson. Clarkson from 15. Dribbles back out to the wing to Cole. They're going to run it again. Cole dribbles in the middle. Takes a step, but not called. Oh, and there's a foul. It's called. 22 Baldwin ran into her.
Baldwin was like a freight train coming in over Cole, who's just standing there.
Yeah, Sheree didn't leave much in her spot there, except the ball. It stayed there. And she's going to get to shoot some more. The only one to shoot free throws yet tonight, I think. Check that. I think we had Holly shoot a couple in the first quarter. First one by Sheree is good. Leading the world in free throw percentage in this game, 3-for-3. Here's the second one by Sheree with 49 seconds left. Good. Buckland is going to bring it up. Number 10, Johnson, brings it up the middle. Over to the right-hand side. Nobody there. Pass it back out to the top of the key to Lane. Lane to Harder. Harder long three off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound to Sheree Cole. Cole looks up, finds Clarkson at the elbow. Clarkson bounce pass to Clarkson, and good. Bridget to Ashley on that one.
You love to see that Clarkson to Clarkson.
Yeah, you don't get that very much. It's quite a tongue twister for us broadcasters, that's for sure. Long shot by Buckland, no good. Rebound goes to Cole again. Cole brings it up, 7 seconds left.
Better do something fast.
Oh.
Stolen by Buckland, and no shot off. Hey, that's something for everybody that quarter. Buckland scored 8 points. A lot better than their first quarter shot. The band's getting ready to entertain us here, and we'll see you on the other side of the half. Going into the half, it's 41-10 Brashear. Band's going to play one more song for you here. Second half. Sheree Cole, 13 points. Ashley Clarkson, 4 points. Kimberly Elsie with 10. Danny Moyer, 2. Bridget Clarkson, 2. Holly Hazen, 6. And Brooke Salter, 4. For Buckland, Bonnie Sue Thomas with 4. Johnson with 4. And Lane with 2.
Rashear with the ball now. Hazen dumps it off to Cole, left elbow, and she put up the shot. Nothing but net again.
Hey, all those stats I just gave you don't mean anything, apparently.
Cole's been on fire tonight. I'd look to get it to her again. Now Buckland ball, Thomas got it into the corner for Hartner. She attempted to get it back out to Thomas, and Brashear jumped on the pass. However, Thomas slid in, got her hands on it. Jump ball favors Buckland, and it'll stay with them. Buckland has trouble getting it in. And the pass, the inbound pass was broken up by Chelsea Collip. They'll try it again. People are scrambling, and they finally find an open lane for Buckland. She gets it out to Thomas, right wing, back to Hartner, left wing, out to Baldwin, now back out to Johnson, just inside the three-point line on the left wing. She put up an air ball. It was probably short about a foot. Didn't hit anything. Now Brashear ball as it went out of bounds. So Cole takes it for Brashear, gets it left side for Collip. She dribbles baseline, finds a wide open Brooke Salter. Her shot was just a little short, rebounded by Moyer, put up the shot, no good. Rebounded by Hartner of Buckland, but Chelsea Collip took the ball out of Hartner's hand, took it out just a little way so she wasn't being guarded well, and about 15 feet she put up the shot and nailed it. Now Thomas with the ball for Buckland. And she passes to a jumping Hartner, I believe. Yep, Hartner went right through her hands, and Brooke Salter came up with it again. Now Brashear has the ball. Salter has it right wing, gets it out to Cullup in the right corner into Hazen on the free throw line. Passes post-to-post pass to Moyer on the right block. She put up the shot off the glass, and it's good. Making the score 47-10 with six minutes remaining in the third quarter. Thomas with the ball now for Buckland. Bout loses it and passes to a wide open Holly Hazen of Brashear. She takes it the length of the court, pulls back, gets it to Moyer. Her shot was off the glass, but it's no good. Ball was tipped out to a Buckland, and Tiffany Baldwin had a wide open left-handed layup. She missed it, rebounded by Buckland. And Thomas had the ball, put up a six-footer, no good, rebounded by Holly Hazen, I believe, of Brashear. She gets it down the court to Collip, put up the layup, no good, rebounded by Buckland. Lane, I believe, got the rebound. Now Thomas has the ball for Buckland. A lot of easy putbacks and open shots were missed there in that little transition game. However, Buckland now has the ball, slows the pace of the game. Johnson put up an eight-footer, and it's no good. Brashear attempted to rebound and went off of them. Now Brashear brings in a whole fresh set, all five exit. The new look for Brashear has the Clarkson duo, Haley Kelsey, Christina Scudder, and Kimberly Elsie. That set played a good good round of defense on the inbound play by Buckland. They couldn't find anybody and were called for a five-second runoff. Buckland's having trouble finding open people on those inbound passes.
Yeah, Bashir's really getting after it, keeping those fresh legs in there like we were saying before.
Elsie has the ball now for Bashir. She dribbles right baseline, right wing, gets it to Clarkson, who goes right baseline, back out to Elsie, right wing, dribbles, top the key, holds, looks for somebody, finds Christina Scudder at the free throw line, passes to Haley Kelsey on the right block. She put up the little jump shot off the glass, and it's good. Scores now 49-10 with 4:40 remaining in the third quarter. Thomas with the ball now for Buckland at the top of the key. Dribbles right wing. Passes left side for Johnson. Johnson corralled it finally in the corner. Got the shot out for Baldwin. She put up a three. No good. Rebounded by Kelsey of Bashir. Kelsey has trouble finding Elsie. Finally does in a little handoff type thing. Elsie has the ball now for Bashir. Goes right side. Back to Kelsey, right elbow. Tried to get it into Scudder on a post-to-post pass. It didn't work. Play was broken up, and Thomas came away with it. She took it the length of the court, put up the shot, and Kelsey jumped up and said, "I don't think so."
But all that work just to get one back in your grill there.
Kelsey just, she could have, if Thomas' shot had been another foot higher, it would have still been blocked.
Yeah, those elbow blocks really come in handy.
Now on the inbound play, they find Baldwin for a 15-footer, and she drilled it. Elsie has the ball now for Bashir. Gets it into Christina Scudder. Right block. Put it up the shot. No good. Rebounded her own shot. No good again. Rebounded another shot. Put it up. It fell, but they called a foul on Bashir. Haley Kelsey was over the back for Bashir. That's the first foul in this half. And Kelsey's first as well. Now Thomas with the ball for Buckland was double teamed, finds an open Baldwin, put up the 15-footer. This time she wasn't able to find it. However, on the weak side rebound, Hartner got the weak side rebound and put it off the glass and good. Ball's now transitioned down to Clarkson, who put up the 15-footer, no good. Rebounded by Scudder, put up the shot, no good. And rebounded by Hartner now of Buckland. However, she traveled with the ball. It'll be Bashir ball. Elsie to trigger the inbounds. Finds an open Kelsey for the 15-footer. No good. Ball falls, and two different players fall on it from different teams. However, the possession arrow favors Bashir, and it'll stay with them. Elsie finds Clarkson. Puts up a 10-footer. Partially blocked, I believe, by Buckland. And it caromed into Christina Scudder's hands. She put up the shot, and it's no good. And Thomas comes with it from Buckland.
Scudder's having a tough night shooting, but she's getting a lot of rebounds underneath there.
Thomas finds Baldwin for the shot. No good. Strong rebound by Ashley Clarkson. She grabbed that, stuck out both her elbows, and said, if you try to come close to me, I'll just punch you in the back of the net. On the transition game, Bridget Clarkson put up a 12-footer, and it's no good. Rebounded by Johnson of Buckland. Gets it out to Thomas of Buckland, and she started dribbling, dribbled it off of Haley Kelsey's foot. He'll stay with Buckland. Meanwhile, Melton checks in for Johnson for Buckland. Now Buckland again having trouble to get the ball in. She about stepped over the line and got the pass off to Ashley Clarkson of Bashir. Clarkson gets it to Kimberly Elsie, left wing. She dribbles in, gets a pass off to Christina Scudder. This time off the left block, she kisses off the glass and good. Making the score 51-14 with 2 minutes remaining in the third quarter. Thomas with the ball now for Buckland. Maybe a little push off on Kelsey. Anyway, she found Melton for the 18-footer. She put it up no good, barely drew iron. And a scrap for the ball leaves it. A Buckland player was on the ground with it, and the coach called a timeout before Bashir could slide in and get their hands on it. full timeout for Buckland.
Well, I have a feeling the fourth quarter is going to be pretty short here, Tyler. Running clock, 51-14 right now, 37-point lead for Bashir. Just under 2 minutes left to go in the third. I tell you what, folks, if you want to have some fun, and a lot of fun, come to a ball game and just try to keep points and rebounds for everybody that's in there. I don't know what I'm doing half the time. We give you points. They're close. We try to get them to at least to add up, right? But I don't know. I'm no math teacher, but I'm probably wrong.
They're pretty close. I mean, it's kind of like playing horseshoes, I guess. Now Buckland has the ball. Thomas inbounds to a Melton. She put up an 8-footer off the glass. No good. Rebounded by Scudder. Gets the ball to Kelsey. Now to Elsie, who takes it across the timeline. Gets it at the top of the key. Holds. Finds Kelsey. Gets at the top of the key. Down to Clarkson, left baseline. Back out to Christina Scudder, left side. Now to a cutting Kelsey. Dribbles to the right side. Put up a shot. I don't know if it was a shot or a pass. Anyway, the ball is deflected out of bounds off of Buckland. It'll stay with Bashir. Elsie inbounds to Kelsey on the right wing. Back to Elsie. Just inside the three-point arc on the right corner. And the shot is good.
This quarter, Bashir has six baskets I have down. Six different people scoring.
Now Thomas with the ball for Buckland. She holds at the top of the key. Couldn't find anybody. Put up an odd-looking shot, and it was no good. Rebounded by Bashir on the attempted transition. They called it over and back on Buckland. I don't know how that worked.
Well, I think she got control of it just in front of the half-court line, and her momentum carried her forward.
Unfortunate break for them. Now Bashir with the ball finds Clarkson, put up the 10-footer, no good. Rebounded by Scudder, put up her own shot, no good. Rebounded by Kelsey, put up a shot, no good. Finally corralled by Buckland and partner. She finds Thomas at the top of the key with 40 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Thomas puts up a floater, no good. Rebounded by Scudder. Elsie gets it across the court to Bridget Clarkson. She put up the shot, no good. Rebounded by her cousin, Ashley Clarkson. And her shot off the right block was good. Kissed it off the glass, making the score 55-14 with 20 seconds remaining in the third quarter.
Shot clock's off.
As it is at the beginning of the quarter.
We need to get that shot clock in sometime.
Thomas has the ball now for Buckland, right wing, guarded by Clarkson. Just goes straight around Clarkson. Put up a shot, but it was blocked by Kelsey. Now got her own rebound. Put up another shot, rebounded by Clarkson of Bashir. Got it out to Elsie with about 0.3 seconds. Elsie put up a shot, but she didn't have enough strength mustered to get it clear. It would have been a three-quarter court shot, and she didn't come close.
Kimberly just trying to get on the news again, probably.
So after three quarters, the score is 55-14 in favor of Bashir. They say there's no guarantee in sports, but this might be as close as it gets to a win for Bashir if we were guaranteeing something.
Well, you can guarantee the Reds aren't going to win. Had to get a little dig in on Tyler on that one. Big Reds fan.
For those of you listening, the Reds have upgraded this offseason and will contend highly in the National League Central Division.
Well, when you start out on the bottom, if you continue on to another year, you've upgraded. Oh, I've got to give Tyler some...
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
Hey, that's what, this time of the year, everybody's tied anyway.
Buckland again having trouble getting the ball in. Melton, the big post player for Buckland, is taking the ball out of bounds. Finds Thomas back to Melton for the 15-footer. I don't know why they have her shooting 15-footers, because she came nowhere close to hitting the basket. Sheree Cole rebounded the ball, took it the length of the court, put up a shot, no good. It was rebounded by Moyer, however. She put up the shot off the glass, and she nailed it.
Okay, Buckland brings it up the court. Thomas over to the right-hand side. Back out to number three, Harder. Harder, long three, no good. Rebound to Holly Hazen. Rashir running people in and out with reckless abandon. Speaking of reckless abandon, here comes Chelsea Collabo to the left-hand side all the way, coast to coast, and good. And a foul. What a play by Chelsea. She wasn't the fastest one down there, but she was the cagiest. Dribbled all the way down the left-hand side, down the sideline, hit the baseline, and straight across and in.
Well,
got to stop the guy with the ball.
Collabo's known for those great ball fakes, and she just faked out one of the Buckland defenders.
There you go. She's going to shoot one here. Up and good. Way to earn it there, Chelsea. The old traditional three-point play. Buckland. Light pressure by Cole. Brings it up. 24 lane. Up the right-hand side. And knocked away by Moyer. It's going to stay with Buckland.
That's good defense by Moyer.
60-14, Brashear, just over 6 minutes left, and that clock is running, just like we saw it. About 6 minutes or so, we'll have a winner in this game. Buckland inbounds, top of the key to Butterfield. Butterfield to Harder. Harder up, nobody's guarding her, so she put it up. Rebound by Sheree Cole. Cole brings
a lot
it up,
of arch on that shot by her.
Yes. You got to get it over the defender. And there's a turnover by Brashear.
That shot, though, was close to scraping the ceiling, I believe.
I think we can, in Brashear, we call that a Seth Wheeler shot, but reminds me of a buzzer beater he had a few games ago that I had the pleasure of announcing to you. Lost my composure for a bit, but hey. Buckland's going to bring it up. Number 10, Kelsey Johnson. Fakes over to the right-hand side. Nobody open. Butterfield. Butterfield on the wing. Looking. Where'd all their friends go? There we go. Buckland shot blocked and rebounded by Danny Moyer.
Yeah, I
Moyer's
think...
Moyer's going to bring it up herself off of Cole.
Cole got her hand on that last shot by Buckland.
Oh, there you go. That defense has been there all game long. Collab over to Cole on the right-hand side. No good. Rebound to Collab. She just out-hustled everybody for the ball. Out the top of the key to Salter. Salter, left-hand side, two dribbles in, up, and off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound, Collab. Salter with another shot from 18, good.
Yeah, she's going to hit from there if you give her another chance.
Yep, third, fourth, and fifth chance is paying off for Brashear here. Buckland, top of the key. Number 10, Johnson, has been handling the ball a lot here in the second half. Off her head, Sheree on the floor. Ooh, they had a streaking Chelsea Collab there. A little bit of cherry picking, but that's all right.
Johnson was standing there with the ball held above her head. Cole jumped up, smacked the ball out of her head. The ball hit Johnson in the head.
And then Sheree got on the floor after it. They're going to keep Chelsea out at the top now. Over the left-hand side with the lefty. To Salter, shot from 19. No good off front of the rim. Rebound to Butterfield from Buckland. Buckland to Johnson. Johnson brings it up the floor, goes to the middle of the floor, drives the lane, stops, pops, and front of the rim, side of the rim, no good. That'll be over the back on Melton.
Melton playing the widely popular "What Did I Do" face.
You might as well do that. It's never worked before, but you know they say it's the first time for everything. If you can convince the official you really didn't know what you did, maybe they'll take pity on you next time. Salter has the top of the key. Looks, bounce past Moyer. It's free throw line. Lob in. Hazen, good. I tell you what, Hazen and Collab were both there and both wide open under the basket. Hazen had to be the Grinch and take the points. But, hey, it's senior night, so why not? There's Johnson. Drives down to the baseline, back out to Butterfield. Looking at the right wing, and there's a foul on Holly Hazen.
Hazen got a little excited.
And why not? Buckland inbound underneath their own bat, underneath the basket. Baldwin, and there's going to be a jump ball. And we're going to do this again.
Good defense by Collab that last time. Got her paws in there on it.
And that's off Butterfield now. Good play by Hazen to get over there and knock it off Butterfield. Out of bounds. We're going the other way. Running clock, 2 minutes left to go. 64-14, Brashear.
Yeah, Hazen pulled the old trick. Look over there. There's Elvis and threw it off her leg.
Salter has it on the right-hand side. Bounce pass inside from Hazen to Moyer. It's good. Nice play there. That lane starting to get wide open here as the game progresses. 1:45 left to go, 66-14. Johnson dribbles in the middle. Over to Melton. Melton caught it off her hands. Collib knocked it out of bounds, and it's going to stay with Buckland. So getting to practice this underneath the basket inbound play quite a bit. And here they go. Buckland, no good. Off the backboard, rebound to Moyer.
Looks like they need to practice it a little more.
Yeah, they need to work on the shot part. Hazen in, no good. Rebound to Johnson. Johnson, hounded in the backcourt. Switch sports there on you. And it's out of bounds. Brashear has it. 1:05 left to go. She gets it out to Collip. Collip holds it high on the right wing. Over to Salter. Salter bounce pass to Hazen. Hazen lob pass to Moyer. Moyer saves it to Collip, who can't hang on to it, and it goes out of bounds. Just under 50 seconds left.
Too much hot sauce on the save by Moyer, and Collip couldn't hang on to it.
We can allow him one turnover here in the fourth quarter. Johnson brings it up. 35 seconds left to go. Johnson over to the right wing. Holds it high. She gets it out to Harder. Harder dribbles at the free throw line. Stolen by Collip. See if she can take coast to coast again. And no. She missed a shot. Rebound came to Buckland. And Chelsea knocked it out of their hands. But she was out of bounds when she did it. So it's going back to Buckland. 10 seconds left. And here's the countdown to a good victory here for Brashear. Johnson dribbles in. Stolen again by Collip. Stolen back by Johnson. Johnson. And up and good. Hey, buzzer beater. Why not? Baldwin put it in there at the end of the game. And it's 66-16. Brashear with a big victory.
A little something to build on for Buckland there.
There we go. We'll be back with the boys game here in a sec. Ooh, no points for Buckland in the fourth quarter.
And that last shot was good by Butterfield.
I think it was Baldwin.
Baldwin, maybe.
Starting lineup for the Buckland Bulldogs tonight are number 22, Caleb Cassidy, number 24, Matt Switzer, 30, Bo Harrington, 31, Jeff McNeil, and 54, Matt Canterbury. Starting for the Tigers, Danny Clarkson, Bill Elam, Andrew Linhart, Cody Salter, and Brent Platts. We're just about ready to get underway here. This is John Slavin broadcasting to you tonight from the Brashear Gymnasium, joined by Mr. Caldwell.
Thank you, John. Heard some things about Buckland today. I heard that I think they're above Atlanta in the standings of conference. Atlanta, we went to Atlanta on Friday night with a tough loss, came back 2-point loss, so we'll see what we can do here. Linhart to jump it up versus Canterbury. Tip is going to be saved by Buckland, but out of bounds. Need to get my program here. It was out of bounds off Harrington. Platts drives in, no good, rebound by Harrington, and I think he stepped out of bounds. We're going to go back to Brashear. That's one thing about Brashear, they're going to have to be calm in there tonight. Platts drove in the middle of the lane and threw up a kind of a wild shot. Linhart gets it, top of the key to Platts. Platts drives baseline, feed to Carson. It's going to be off Buckland. Stay with Brashear. 20 seconds into the game, we have no score. Platts inbound on the baseline. Linhart has the top of the key. Over the left-hand side for Platts. Platts three-pointer outside of the rim. No good. And top of the backboard. No good. Salter chases down the rebound in the corner. Keeps his dribble. Bounce pass to Elam. To Linhart. Top of the key. Dribbles one dribble in. Shot. No good. Off the back and over the back. Linhart threw up kind of a wild shot there, about 18 feet, and came in over the back on the rebound. You want them to be aggressive, but they got to stay under control. Buckland to inbound. McNeil over to Harrington. Excuse me. Cassidy has the top of the key. McNeil back to Cassidy, top of the key. Looking for something to happen there. There's McNeil over on the right-hand wing. One dribble, picks it up. It's Canterbury, the big guy. Dribbles around, no-look pass over to the wing. Back up to Switzer, top of the key, three-pointer, no good. Rebound goes to Platts off of Clarkson's hand. Platts will bring it up the right-hand side, excuse me, left-hand side. Platts dribbles at the top of the key, between the circles. Over to Linhart on the wing. Fakes in, out to Platts again. Platts will take it in. Blocked by Canterbury, the big guy. Lob pass here to Canterbury. And finger roll is no good, but he's fouled. He's going to be shooting two. That was a foul on Cody Salter, I believe. That'll be his first. This Canterbury's the big guy, the biggest guy on the floor. Probably about 6'5", I'd say. First free throw is no good. 6.5 minutes left to go. Still no score. Second one's no good off the back of the rim. Tipped and controlled by Platt. Platt brings it up the middle of the floor. Slows it down a little bit. Platt's to Salter on the right-hand wing. Salter dribbles back out to the top. Bounce pass into Platt, who's able to take it away from Canterbury. Shot by Platt. No good. Rebound by Clarkson. Puts it up and gets fouled. I think pretty much all of, at least four of Buckland's starting five are as tall as our tallest guy right now. But, hey, Clarkson got in on that rebound. It's all about position there. Clarkson will shoot two. First one in front of the rim and no good. Well, we might get a score here tonight. I don't know. Somebody's got a score to win. Clarkson for his second. And it's good.
For a minute there, I thought everyone was following the Shaquille O'Neal school of free throw shooting, but finally Clarkson put one in for us.
Buckland with turnover there. It goes back to Brashear. Platt brings it up the side to Linhart on the left. Elam, lob into Clarkson. Clarkson, no good. Rebound, controlled by Canterbury. Brings it up the left side of the court, all the way in. And they count the basket and good. I thought he was out a few steps, but hey, they gave him continuation on that. Canterbury will shoot free throw. 2-1 Buckland. This Canterbury, that's the second time he's been out on the break. And Platt chases down the rebound on a missed free throw. Brings it back up the middle.
The second foul on Linhart.
Yeah, he's been foul prone here in the during the season. Linhart has it on the left wing. Back out to Platt, top of the key. Platt dribbles in the middle of the defense. Up and no good off the side. Tipped, rebound controlled by Buckland. Number 30, Harrington has it. Canterbury, the big guy inside. Left hand up and good. This guy looks like he knows what he's doing out there. Platt to bring it up. Crossing the timeline. 5 minutes, 10 seconds left to go in first quarter. Linhart, skip pass. Ooh, skipped off two guys there. Must have been some skip pass. And out of bounds, going to Buckland.
Looked like a pebble going across the lake.
Canterbury, up and under, no good. Rebound to Platt. Platt pulls it out there, 1-on-5. He's going to have to pull it up, maybe. Drives in, shoots fall away 10-footer, no good. Off side of the rim. Buckland's going the other way. Oh, tip pass. Nice play by Buckland there. Number 24.
That ball looked like it was going to go out of bounds, but he dumped it back into Canterbury just before he floated out.
Switcher to Canterbury. That looked good. Brashear's going to have to take a timeout. 4:38 left to go. Looks like it's Canterbury 6, Brashear 1. Coach Copeland's going to talk it over for a little bit. Brashear can stay with this Buckland team as long as they can keep them from getting out on the break. Looks like Hedinger and Moore are going to come in. And Salter and Elam are going to go out. Platt has it between the circles. Over to Moore. Moore, 18-footer off front of the rim. No good. Rebound off Brashear. It's going to go Buckland way. Castillo inbound. Buckland up the left-hand side. Harrington has it, top of the key. Over to McNeil. McNeil to Canterbury inside. Tough up and in. 8 points in early going for Canterbury. This guy's going to be tough to stop. It's 8-1, Buckland. Platt dribbles through the pressure. Up and loses it. Canterbury dribbles up. Wild shot, and it somehow goes in.
You know, if it weren't for Canterbury, it would be a close game.
Yeah. 10-1, Buckland. Clarkson has it on the left or on the right wing. Fakes in and out, and it's knocked away. Moore chases it down. And then he passes it away.
Right in the hands of Harrington.
And that's going to be a foul on Moore with the body. He tried to cut him off there right at the corner between the timeline and the sideline and got called for the foul. They're going to have to keep Canterbury. He scored almost all of his points on the fast break. I'm sure you're going to have to cut down on that and get some people back. Cassidy with a long three off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound tipped around to Linhart. He grabs it. Platts will bring it up the middle.
Platts has it stolen away from him, stripped away, and Harrington comes up with it, gets to the head to Canterbury on the left-hand side, back to Harrington. Into the lane, shot is up and no good. Brashear comes up with it over to Danny Clarkson on the right-hand side. Buckland falls back, and Platts will bring it back the other way for the Tigers. With 3 minutes and 9 seconds left in the first, Buckland leaves it 10-1. Tigers have it on the left-hand side to... Shot is up and good, and it's Hedinger, and he gets the foul, so he'll go to the line for the trifecta.
Sure, get some points on the board here. As long as we can score some, get them to take it out, we'll stop those fast breaks. Those long rebounds on those long shots we're shooting are really coming back to haunt us.
Hedinger's free throw is no good. Canterbury comes up with it. He brings it back the other way himself. He really moves well for such a big man. He hands it off to Switzer, back to Canterbury, into the paint to Harrington. He kicks it back out and loses the handle on it, and Moore comes up with it, brings it across the line to Linhart over the left-hand side. Linhart takes it out up top, passes it back to Platts on the left wing. Platts is going to drive it into the baseline, kicks it up for the 12-foot jump shot. No good. Buckland comes back with it. Switzer dumps it across the baseline, and it's knocked out of bounds by Platts. So it'll be Buckland's ball. Buckland gets it into McNeil. Ahead to Cassidy. They get across the line to Canterbury. Canterbury over on the right-hand side. I think he'll shoot three. No, he dumps it in to Switzer. In the lane, his shot's no good, but Harrington's good for the putback. 12-3. Buckland. Platts will walk it back the other way. Tries to get it ahead to Clarkson. The ball is stolen by Buckland. It's Harrington. He's going to take it coast to coast. His shot's no good. Brashear. Tyler Killen comes up with it. Tyler hands it off to Platts. Platts will bring it back the other way.
Good hands there by Tyler. It was kind of being bounced around all over the place, and he was able to come up with it.
Platts up top the key. Moore on the left-hand side to Killen. Back in the paint. Back to Linhart at the top. His shot for three is good.
That was a well-executed play there.
Now we're getting some points. Canterbury over the right-hand side, up ahead to Harrington, right wing, back out up top to Cassidy. Cassidy over the left-hand side, pass into Canterbury, back up top over to 31 McNeil on the right-hand side. He drives it into the baseline, but he's fouled.
Killing a little bit late getting over there to cut off that baseline. He got called for the body foul.
Switzer will inbound it for Buckland. 1 minute, 27 seconds left in the first. 12-6, Buckland. Into Canterbury on the right-hand side. His shot is a little short, but he gets his own rebound. About loses the handle on it, but it dribbles out there to Cassidy, and he takes it to the baseline and is fouled.
A little bit of a late call there. We were ready to head the other way, but the official said just hold on for a sec.
Foul is on 45, which is Danny Clarkson. Inbound to Cassidy, way out up top. Back in the paint to Harrington. His turnaround jump shot's no good, and it's knocked out of bounds by Brashear, so Buckland will retain possession of the ball.
Brashear already has 16 fouls here with just over a minute left to go in the first quarter. Let's hope that they can curtail that in the second quarter. Keep Buckland off the line.
Buckland loses the handle on it. Blatz comes up with the ball. Dribbles between his legs and brings it across the timeline over the left-hand side. Squares up for three, but he's way off the mark. Cale Moore tried to go after it, knock it back in, but he stepped on the line before he could do anything with it, so it'll be Buckland's ball coming back the other way. 59.9 seconds left in the first. Buckland leads it 12-6. Buckland inbounds it to Harrington. Harrington up to Cassidy. That's Switzer. They get across the timeline, back out to Cassidy. Top, over to Switzer, and Buckland walks with it.
A lot of hands in there by Brashear causes that turnover.
Yeah. Platts gets it across the timeline, tries to get it up to Tyler Killen in the lane, but knocked out of bounds, so it'll be Buckland's ball. No, I'll take that back. Brashear will retain possession of it. Platts will inbound it for the Tigers. Gets it out to Linhart up top. Linhart tries to get it over to Salder on the right-hand side, but it's a little too strong for Salder and goes out of bounds, so it'll be Buckland's ball. Switzer inbounds into McNeil. Press or defense by the Tigers. McNeil gets it up across the timeline. Nice looking pass up to Harrington, over to Switzer on the left-hand side. Back out up top to McNeil. Into Harrington in the lane, back out to Cassidy up top. Cassidy over to McNeil. McNeil back out to Harrington. Harrington over to the left-hand side to Switzer, whose shot for three is good. Wow, a lot of ball movement there. And they come up with the points. Platts comes across the line. He drives the baseline and takes it up. His shot's good.
Nice
2 seconds left. Time expires in the first period, and Buckland leads it 15-8. Nice looking shot there at the end of the first period by Brent Platts.
Tigers able to turn the tables on Buckland there a little bit. Platts taking it coast to coast off the three-pointer by Switzer. Just a few scores. Linhart for the Tigers had three, his three-pointer. Platts is two, Hedinger's two, and Clarkson's one. Leaves us with eight. As far as Buckland goes, Canterbury decided to share a little bit. Started out with the first 10 points, but then Switzer and Harrington each added a three and a two, respectively. And 15-8, Buckland. We'll see if the Tigers can pull it together here in the second quarter. Keep Buckland from running up and down the floor. But they're definitely deadly when they do that.
Real good ball movement by Buckland and real good control.
Seems like they're always hitting their guys are never standing still when they're catching a pass. They're always moving. It's tough for the defense to catch up.
All right, here we go at the beginning of the second. Linhart inbounds it to Platts. Platts will bring it across the timeline over on the left-hand side. Kicks it back to the left corner. Back out to Platts. Platts back to the left corner. And it's Tigers lead the handle on it, but they get it back, and there's going to be a foul. Kind of a scramble there.
John Mountain getting some playing time here in senior night. Mountain and Elam come back in at the changeover at the quarter. Mountain will try to put a couple in here. Get Tigers a little bit closer.
Mountain's shot is well short. Come on, John, we need these. Second shot bounces right back to him, but he loses the handle on it, and McNeil comes up with it, brings it across the timeline to Harrington. Pass over the left-hand side. Switzer's shot is no good. And they're going to say that Tigers with the rebound, they're going to say they walked with it. I didn't see who got that rebound. Cassidy will inbound it to waiting Switzer on the right-hand side. His shot's a little strong. Linhart comes up with a rebound. We'll come back the other way. Platts brings it across the timeline on the near side. Dribbles between his legs. Backs it out up top. Passes it over to Linhart on the right wing. Linhart will drive it into the right baseline. His shot is up and no good. Elam gets a hand on it, but it goes out of bounds, so it'll be the Buckland's ball. Cassidy inbounds it to McNeil. Tigers with the steal. Shot is no good, but the Tigers will retain possession of the ball. Platts will inbound it for the Tigers.
Mountain making the most out of his time in the game, has a couple steals already.
Platts kicks it out to Linhart up top over the Mountain on the left-hand side. And I can't see what he's doing, but he passes it back out to Linhart up top over to Platts on the right-hand side. Platts drives it in, and I think it's partially tipped, but Cassidy comes over to Buckland. He's going to take it, passes it into Canterbury. His shot's no good, and the ball's going to be on the floor. And they're going to say Tigers either walk with it or were on the line, one of the two. Cassidy will inbound it for Buckland. Kicks it all the way out to McNeil, and he was a little too strong for him, goes over the timeline, and when he gets possession of it, he's called for the over and back.
I don't think he realizes what he did wrong either. The inbound came to the baseline. He touched it before it went over the timeline, and that's good enough for the officials to call over and back when it went back in the backcourt. Lenhardt has the top of the key. Over to the left-hand side for Platts. Platts drives baseline, blocked by Canterbury. Elam gets it back, one dribble, up and good. Strong move by Bill Elam there. First points of the second quarter for Bashir. Press. They're going to call an aggression foul there on the Tigers. Getting after the loose ball, though. You got to admire the hustle. That's something that doesn't go away, folks. Even if you're not shooting well, you can still hustle after the ball.
Tigers still in this game. 6 minutes, 12 seconds and a half. 15 to 10 now.
Bud Buckland's in the bonus. We need to keep him off the line. We got a lot of fouls there in the first quarter, and that's coming back to haunt us right now. Looks like Travis Hettinger's coming in for Clarkson. Clarkson just picked up his second foul. The play down at the other end was a very good play. Bill Elam in. I think everybody had 6 inches on him that he got the rebound from and was able to put it off the glass and in. Free throw, no good. Rebound by Harrington over on the side. Out to Cassidy. Cassidy to Switzer. Back over to Harrington. Harrington loses it. Flash picks it up. And loses it back to Harrington. We're going the other way. Cassidy has it at the circle. Canterbury drives baseline, and it's going to be a hip check foul on Travis Hettinger. That's a lot of hip to check there, but...
I'm glad you're the one that said that, not me.
Travis and I go way back. Canterbury is going to shoot two, or one and one, I think, here.
18 fouls on the Tigers, 3 on Buckland.
Let's hope we can even that up a little bit. Oh, first one off Canterbury's hands is off the glass and good. Why not?
How many points do you have now?
That's 11 for Canterbury. And the second one's the same way. Maybe he was tries to shoot him like that. 17-10 Buckland. 12 of those points coming from Canterbury. Salter gets it across the timeline and loses it to Buckland. Cassidy will bring it back the other way.
Oh, nice looking thread of the needle to Canterbury.
Canterbury off the glass and good. Picking up where he left off in the first quarter. Lenhardt will bring it up. Looks like Platts is getting a little breather here. Lenhardt brought across timeline and foul when he was trying to pass it over to the wing to Elam. Platts coming back in for Mountain. Salter inbound on the side to Platts. 19-10 Buckland. Platts has the top of the key. Fakes left, or fakes right, goes left to Lenhardt. Lenhardt back to Platts. Platts middle of the lane. Up, floater good. Nice play there by Brent Platts. We need him in there in the middle of the lane. That's been open all night. Buckland comes the other way. Canterbury middle of the floor. Up and under move. No good. Rebound tipped up. And Lenhardt knocked away from him. Cassidy has the top of the key to Switzer. Switzer into Canterbury. Canterbury spin around and good. This guy's got some footwork, folks. 21-12 Buckland. We got to shut them down a little bit. Lenhardt over on the left wing. And a little bit of hands there on Buckland. Excuse me. I think they called a travel, maybe. They must have. Buckland has the ball. McNeil, lob pass over to Harrington. Harrington, top of the key. Over to Switzer. Down to Canterbury. Canterbury has it. Dribbles off the block and off the glass and good. I tell you what.
He shoots from everywhere, doesn't he?
He shoots from everywhere and he always uses the backboard. His dad must work in a bank or something. Low look pass from pass down to Elam. Elam, good.
Strong move by Elam.
Elam, that's his second shot down there in the trenches. Canterbury between the legs at the middle of the floor, and Bashir going to be called for the foul. Fans not happy with that one. Quite a move there by Canterbury. Coming up the middle between the legs. Faked out his defender, but two Tigers met him under the basket and called for the foul.
I think Bill was all set ready for him, and he dribbled between his legs. He went a little bit different direction, and he just wasn't ready for that one.
Rebound off the missed free throw comes Tyler Killen. Killen to Platts. Platts will bring it up. 23-14. Can't seem to get past the 9-point lead here. Lenhardt Back out to Platts. Platts, middle of the lane, another floater. Good.
Nice looking finger roll.
Brent must have been listening to me. Cassidy brings it up. Guarded by Platts. Cassidy has it. Over to Switzer. Switzer back out to Cassidy. Cassidy, long three, and good. There's no weak parts in this team, folks.
A lot of arc on that ball.
26-16 Buckland. 3:45 left to go. Pass by Platts is no good. It looks like Salter pulled his arm in a little bit. I don't know if he thought somebody was behind him or what. Sailed over his head and out of bounds. Buckland to bring it up. Cassidy controls it. Guarded by Linhart in the backcourt. Up to McNeil. Stolen. Picked up by Platts. Platts has it in the backcourt. Brings it across the timeline at the circle. To Linhart on the wing. Linhart back out to Platts. Top of the key. Long three. No good. Rebound by Canterbury. Outlet pass. Buckland. Other way. Rebound by Elam. No good on the layup. A little bit out of control underneath the basket. Platts between two defenders and blocked by Canterbury coming in from the back. Tried to do too much there on the one-on-three. There's Canterbury. Other way and good. This guy's tough to stop.
Yeah, and they're moving, doing a lot of moving right now. They're going to wear the Tigers out.
Buckland goes up 28-16. Coach Copeland wants a timeout.
I don't think we can stay with them in that running game.
Definitely not. Canterbury with 20 points already. Here with 2:53 left to go.
19 fouls on the Tigers, 4 on Buckland.
We're able to stop them if we can get back in a half-court defense, but hasn't really been the case so far tonight. Buckland's been running at will. Bashir needs to start making some baskets. That's what slows that down a little bit.
How tall do you think that Canterbury boy is?
I don't know. I've made a guess about 6'5", maybe.
I don't think I've ever seen a kid with that much height able to drive the ball and move so well with the ball. I mean, he looks more like a guard than he does a forward.
He acts like a guard with another smaller guy sitting on his shoulders. He's able to do what he wants out there, and like I said, when he gets out in the open floor, he's creative enough where he can get to the basket.
Kind of reminds me of Men in Black when that little guy was inside of the monster.
Maybe we can do some sort of DNA test on him. Platts to the basket. Going to get shoot two there. Getting to the middle of the floor again.
Brent does that as well as anybody I know of, driving into the lane looking for the foul.
He's a good enough ball handler where he can get it between two or three guys and get there and get the easy shot. First one's good.
28-17, Buckland.
Here's the second one for Brent. It's good. Brent went through a bit of a funk there in the middle of the season where he wasn't making his free throws, but he appears to have solved that problem. Bounce pass stolen by Tyler Killen, getting on the floor behind the back pass to Platts. Platts all the way, and he's going to shoot two more. Hey, now we're starting to run on him a little bit, turning the tables here. That was an excellent play by Killen down at the other end.
Yeah, he was down, and Clarkson, I think, just picked it up.
Tyler was falling down after it and was able to get rid of it before he traveled, and Platts ended up with it and headed the other way. He's shooting two. Hey, wait, not to make a liar of me, Brent. First one's good. That's 16 fouls for Buckland. We'll be in the bonus on the next one. Both free throws good by Platts.
Tigers back under 10 points again. Switzer with the ball, kicks it back out to Cassidy. Back to Switzer on the left side. He tries to feed it in, but it's tipped by Kale Moore, I believe. Canterbury with the rebound on the shot and the putback. 30-20 Tigers. Platts will bring it back the other way. Comes across the timeline on the far-hand side. Tries to do, I'm not sure what that was. It looked like a last desperation shot with time running out, but time isn't running out. So he just threw it away. Buckland inbounds it to Harrington. Harrington will bring it back the other way. Passes ahead to Switzer. Back to Harrington. Back to Cassidy up top. Cassidy over to Switzer on the left side in the paint to Harrington. Harrington about loses the handle on it. Takes it out, kicks it up topside to McNeil, back over the right side to Cassidy. Cross-court pass, and then tip back into the lane to Harrington. His shot off the glass is good. Nice-looking ball movement. Those no-look passes are just phenomenal. Mountain with the ball for the Tigers. He tries to arrive at baseline. Becklin with the rebound. They kick it ahead to Switzer, and he takes it coast-to-coast. Shot's good.
Another fast break. We cut the lead down a little bit, but now it's back up to 14 again.
Platts was going to say, I can do that too, but I think, did he draw the foul or did he walk with
it? Yeah, I think he did. He's going to be shooting 1-1 here.
So he'll go to the line. The foul's going to be on Switzer.
It's probably a toss-up on whether the foul's going to be called there. He kind of lost control of it. He was a little out of control himself, but
Heal him in for Killen. And Salter in for Mountain for the Tigers. Platts to the line, 1:18 left in the half, 34-20, Buckland. Platts' first shot is on its way, and it's good. So he gets to go to the line for the bonus. Platts' second shot is on its way, and it's good.
Like I said, those made baskets are going to be what's going to keep Buckland in check the rest of this game.
Cassidy had the Canterbury. Canterbury drives in the lane, and his shot is no good, but he's fouled. I think the foul is probably going to be on Clarkson.
That play indicative of the rest of the half for Canterbury there. Elam was down there and had position. Canterbury just contorted around him and completely avoided him, and Clarkson came all around on the side and committed the foul.
Yeah, he moves as well as Platts driving into the lane, except he's got 6 inches on Platts.
That's three fouls on Clarkson. He's going to take the rest of the half off.
Shot is no good, but Canterbury gets his own rebound on the far left side. He'll drive the baseline. His shot's short, and there's foul.
There's a foul on Canterbury over the back. A little bit too active on that one. Maybe if we keep talking him up, he'll foul his way out of here. Bill Elam's going to shoot 1-1 here.
And for the first time, with 1:08 left in the half, Buckland makes their first substitution with Carg in the game. Elam's second shot is no good. Carg comes up with it. Switzer hands it ahead to Harrington. They get across the timeline to Cassidy. Cassidy back after McNeil up top, back to Harrington. Just about stolen by Salter, but McNeil will take it around the right-hand side. They kick it back up top to Switzer. Switzer to Cassidy. Cassidy swings it around the right-hand side to McNeil, back to the right corner to Harrington. Back out up top, back around for left wing, back to the left corner, back in the paint to Harrington. Harrington was determined to shoot, and he didn't score, but he drew the foul.
Sure may be a little bit of a benefit there. The baseline official called the jump ball on that. That's fine with us. 30 seconds left.
Salter with the ball over on the right-hand side. Salter loses the handle on it. Buckland comes up with it. And Harrington's going to take it coast-to-coast. The shot's no good, but Carg comes up with it in the paint. Goes out of bounds, but it's going to be off the Tigers. Inbound over to the left-hand side, and they're going to say that Harrington walked with it in the lane.
Yeah, he kind of was caught off guard by how fast the pass was and shuffled his feet. Sure was the last chance.
10 seconds left in the half. Platts will bring the ball back the other way. Kicks it over to Linhart, the left side, back out to Platts, and Buckland with the steal. Bethlehem with the steal. They took it in, but their shot was no good. And Platts tried to send it all the way the length of the floor, but his shot was probably right after the buzzer scored, so it was no good. So at the end of the half, Buckland leads it 34-23, and we'll be back in a few. Maybe have some halftime statistics here. What have we got?
Hey, I got the stats right here. I'm just keeping points this time, not rebounds. We'll start out with the bad guys, Buckland. Of course, Canterbury leads Buckland with 22 points. Cassidy chipped in with 3, Switzer with 5, and Harrington with 4. As far as Brashear goes, Platts leads Brashear with 12 points. Elam chipped in with 5, Linhart with 3, Hettinger with 2, and Clarkson with 1. Score at the half is 34-23. Looks like we're going to have some music here from the band, so we'll see you on the other side of the half. Here we go with the second half. Buckland up 34-23. This game far from over. Like we've been saying, if Brashear can keep them from running, then we've got a chance in this game. And it would help if Canterbury decided to go home at the half, too, I think.
I thought you arranged that.
Canterbury to go home.
Why didn't you sneak into the locker room and tell him the bus was waiting on him?
I try to stay out of the locker rooms when I can. Buckland will inbound. McNeil has it at circle. Pressure by Brashear. Hey, knocked away. They tried to get in Canterbury right off the bat, and Clarkson was able to knock it away. Looks like Switzer will inbound over to Harrington. Harrington, top of the key to McNeil. Corner, Switzer. Copeland imploring his troops to box out. Buckland will get another shot at it. Switzer to inbound. Lob pass, Canterbury, up and good. It's that guy again. 36-23 Buckland. Platts has it. Top of the key. Over the right-hand side to Salter. Salter back out to the top to Platts. Platts fakes, dribbles in. Lob pass to Linhart from three. No good. Salter battles for the rebound, but doesn't get it. Canterbury brings it up through the force of arms. Fall away, no good. It'll be over the back on Matt Switzer from Buckland. For sure able to get some guys back there. They challenged Canterbury the whole way. That was something that wasn't happening.
Yeah.
Trying to get our audio sorted out, folks. Platts has it at circle. Across the timeline, top of the key, over the right-hand side to Linhart. Linhart on the wing. Dribble out and back in to Platts on the side. Platts, no look pass to Linhart. Top of the key to Platts on the right wing. Platts, 2-3 dribbles. Over to Linhart on the side. Open three. Off the back of the rim. No good. Elam had the position on the rebound, but wasn't able to get it in. It'll be Buckland's ball. Buckland dribbles up the right-hand side. Canterbury has it on the wing. Two dribbles in. Challenge off the back, off the glass. Excuse me. Linhart has it. Nice rebound by Linhart. Gets it to Platts. Platts brings it up the side. Now in the middle of the floor. Takes it to the middle of the lane and gets fouled. He'll be shooting two. Well, Brashear hasn't stopped the break so far, but they've been able to get guys back and cut down on the easy baskets for Buckland. Let's hope they keep that up. Coach Copeland substituting in quite a bit in the first half to keep his players fresh.
And Platts drew a foul. Imagine that.
Something we haven't mentioned yet is that Brashear, without their freshman tonight, freshman season is over. They get to look forward to track, baseball, what have you. Buckland has it, middle of the floor. Canterbury, left-hand side, almost loses the dribble. Up and good.
And off the glass, as usual.
Off the glass. We're going to have to charge him a fee there if we have to fix something. Platts gives it to Linhart on the left-hand side. Linhart dribbles back around, top of the key, over to Platts on the side. Platts baseline up and draws a foul on Canterbury. That's two trips down for Brashear and two fouls. Platts is able to go to the line yet again the way he's been shooting tonight, knock on wood. Maybe he'll be able to do something here.
Third foul on Canterbury.
Ooh, we need to get that guy out of there. I think Carr getting ready to come back in. Hey, way to go, Brent. First one's in and good. Yep, Carr's coming in for Canterbury.
Canterbury gets a rest after three fouls.
He can take as much rest as he wants. I'll even go buy him a soda. Second one from Platts. Might as well use the whole rim, Brent. Around the rim and good. Steal by Platts. Knocked away by his own player, Linhart. Coach Copeland, all he can do is shake his head. I think Linhart just got in the way there. Didn't know what was going on. Platts will inbound at the baseline. Looking underneath. No look pass to Linhart out of the top. Over to Platts on the side. Three from the side. No good off the back of the rim. And Salter comes around the back with a slap on the arm, and we're going to be going the other way. Buckland inbound. 38-27, Buckland.
Inbound to Harrington. Harrington brings it the other way. Get it in the lane to Harrington. His shot up off the glass is good. Platts will bring it back the other way. No pressure by Buckland. Platts brings it across the timeline. Taking all day. Platts over to Salter on the right wing. Salter dribbles it back out up top. Back to Platts on the right side. Platts drives the baseline. Loses the handle on it. And Clarkson comes up with it. Shoots. No good, but he gets it with a putback.
Oh, your old block hazard just took one off the leg, but he's going to stay up here because he's a professional. I flinch like a little girl, though. I have to admit that.
I was just thinking my reaction time wasn't good. If that had been at my face, I'd have been black and blue before I reacted to it.
Bashir getting all over the play now. I think three or four guys touched it on that defensive play.
Cassidy will inbound it for Buckland. Ball comes right back to him. His shoot from the left-hand side is no good, but Buckland with the rebound. Back to Harrington. No, I'm sorry, that's McNeil on the right side. He tries to drive it in the lane, but puts it on the floor. Salter comes up with it, and Platts hands it off to Platts, and Platts is fouled by, I think that's Karg. First foul on Karg, fourth team foul on Buckland. Linhart will inbound it on the far side to awaiting Platts. No pressure by Buckland. Platts brings it up top. Kicks it over to Linhart at the left side. Linhart back to Platts. Platts is going to drive the lane. Found a little seam there. Took it up. But shot's no good, but he's fouled.
Brent getting to the line, and why not? He's shooting lights out from the line. I'm just bound to jinx him at one point, but...
So Platts will shoot a couple. Five team fouls on Buckland. Platts' first shot is up, and it's good. Tigers only behind by a dime now. Platts' second shot is good, and they're only behind by single digits now.
Wow.
Harrington takes it into the lane and he's fouled. I think it's probably going to be on Linhart. Third foul on Linhart. Cassidy will inbound it for Buckland to awaiting Switzer. Switzer tries to get it in to Harrington for left blocks and he's fouled by Clarkson. That's probably four on him, isn't it? Yep. So we've got Mountain and Hedinger in the game for the Tigers. Buckland inbounds it over to the left-hand side. Shot from there is no good. Platts comes up with the ball. He'll bring the ball back the other way. I just had a feeling he's going to go coast to coast. Aha. How about that?
Hey.
Gets his own rebound for the putback.
Way to go, Brent Platt. That's the thing you can count on, Brent. Every game in and out. He may not be hitting his shots, but he's going to be hustling up and down the floor no matter what.
40-33, Buckland. Tigers inching their way back into this one. 4 minutes, 20 seconds left in the third. Supposed to report that desserts are a quarter, so if anybody out there wants to drive to Brashear, they can pick themselves up a dessert for a quarter.
They're all homemade, too. I can speak from experience. Buckland puts it up and in. I think that was Harrington. Platts to bring it up. 33-42. Brashear down. Platts has it. at the circle. Thinks about the three, gives it to Mountain on the wing. Mountain dribbles in. Platt's wide open on the wing. Up and off front of the rim. No good. Rebound goes to Buckland. Cassidy will bring it up. Cassidy to Switzer. Over to Harrington. Harrington, two dribbles to get away from the defense. Over to Switzer. No good. Rebound to Travis Hettinger. Platt has it. Top of the key. Up and good. 18-footer by Brent Platt. Brings the Tigers within seven. 42-35. Cassidy has it. Over the right-hand side, and good play there. Three guys touched it on that fast break for that dreaded fast break for Buckland. Buckland takes it back up to nine. Platt's in the middle, up and over the front of the rim. Good. Nice play by Brent Platt. Kind of had to bring it back down from his waist and back up to get it through the defense, and on his way up to shoot, he was fouled. That'll be a foul on Karg. He's not going to be in very long. Keeps that up. Three fouls on him. Brent finally misses the free throw and tipped around, controlled by Buckland. Karg gets it the other way and loses it out of bounds. It's going back to Bashir. Good hustle by Linhart to get in his grill there and break up the play. That was an easy layup for Karg. Linhart didn't make it all the way down the floor.
Yeah, that was about the most uncoordinated drive to the basket I've ever seen. Platt put it up for three. No good. Linhart comes up with it, and his shot inside the arc is good.
Little floater for Linhart. I don't know if Coach Copeland will endorse that or not, but hey, 2 points is 2 points. Hey, look at Bashir getting back up and down the floor. Two guys there to block that one. I think we'll give that to John Mountain. Why not?
Switzer tried to take it to the rack on that one. Inbounds to Cassidy. Canterbury takes it up. His shot's no good. Platts comes up with it. Canterbury just tries to steal it away, and he's going to be called for a jump ball.
Platts kind of messed around with it underneath the Buckland basket for a little too long. Canterbury came in and got his hand on it.
Platts walks it across the timeline up top. Kicks it over to Linhart on the left-hand side. Linhart dribbles back out up top. Back to Platts on the left-hand side. Platts back to Linhart. Linhart for three is up and nothing but net. 42, one possession game. Buckland not happy about the performance of the player. Coach takes the timeout.
Sorry, John. I just noticed what the score was. I'm so busy keeping individual scores, I lose sight of what the team score is. 2:09 left to go in the third quarter. 44-42, Bashir. I told you this game wasn't over. So I guess now the debate's up to you, whether or not you want to stay there and listen to the broadcast on your computer, or come on down and get some tasty desserts for a quarter. I think the kid that told us that thought we had more power than we did. I'd like to think we can broadcast out, but hey, why not? If you listen to this tomorrow, don't come down. We won't have any desserts left. Buckland inbound. Baseball pass. Turnover there. Way to go there. Try to get the baseball pass to Canterbury and off his fingertips and out of bounds. We'll see if Bashir can tie it up or take the lead on this possession. Linhart to Platt. Platt's no hurry. Across the timeline over on the left-hand side. Pass to Linhart, who's been hot this quarter. Linhart swing across to Hettinger. Hettinger almost loses it. Gets it out to Platt on the wing. Platt to the top of the key, between the legs. No good, out to Linhart on the wing. Too far out to shoot it. Back out to Platt, top of the key. Platt, three dribbles and up with the three. No good. Rebound to Hettinger. Hettinger up and good. Weak side rebound, Travis Hettinger, and the Tigers have tied at 44 apiece. Canterbury all the way down the other end, off the board. No good. Mountain fighting for the rebound. It's going to be off the Tigers. Off Bashir. Hettinger with a huge rebound there. Was able to clear out and get the layup. Cassidy has it over on the side. Launches the three. No good. Two players there. Rebound by Linhart. Linhart to Platt. Bashir is trying to take the lead here. 1 minute, 20 seconds left to go in the third. Platt has the top of the key. Dribbles in. Spin move. Up and fouled by Cassidy. That'll be two shots for Brent. Brent staying aggressive in there. I tell you what, Bashir, that's one thing I've noticed with him tonight, especially in his comeback here, this quarter, that they've been running their plays. A lot of times they'll kind of get used to seeing Brent going into the basket, and they won't run their plays, but they've been doing that, and Brent's been getting his wherever it's available. First one's good. Brashear all the way back with the lead. First lead since 1-0, I think, maybe. 45-44 Brashear. Second one off rim, no good. Canterbury with the rebound. Canterbury down left-hand side with the left hand. Looks for somebody to pass it to. Pass it out to Cassidy. Cassidy, top of the key, inside to Harrington. Harrington looking for somebody. Gets out of the lane. Dribbled. Off Bashir's foot, apparently, and out of bounds. It'll be Buckland ball. Cassidy to inbound. Cassidy has it, top of the key. Less than a minute left to go in the third quarter. Harrington has it at free throw line. Platt gets the body on him. Hey! Platt's playing defense with his feet there, staying in front of him the whole way, and is able to get the travel call on him. Way to go, Brent Platt. Platt needs some pressure. Gets it to Hettinger. Hettinger to Elam. Elam up, and no good. Rebound to Linhart. Linhart loses it, and we're going to be stopped play here. Tigers getting after the board. 39 seconds left to go. 45-44 Bashir. Linhart will be shooting two. Yeah, I think so. I think he'll be shooting two.
All right, nothing but net. 39 seconds left in the game. Tigers up by basket. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm getting all excited here. Switzer brings it across the timeline over to McNeil on the right-hand side. Knocked out of bounds by Platt.
More hands from Brashear. If they're not getting the turnover, they're definitely disrupting Buckland's offense.
McNeil up top over to Switzer on the left-hand side, back to the corner to Harrington. Harrington back up top to McNeil, back over the right-hand side, back up to Harrington, back to the left corner baseline. Out of bounds, be Tigers ball. 16 seconds left in the third. Tigers with the lead, 47-44. Platts will bring it back the other way. Guarded by McNeil, gets to the head to Mountains, the right blocks. He looks to take it up, but the ball is stripped from him. Buckland takes it back the other way in a hurry, and they lose a handle on it. Platts comes up with it, and it's knocked out of bounds. 3/10 of a second left in the third. Tigers lead at 47-44. It'll be Tigers' ball out of bounds. We'll see what they can do with it with 3/10 of a second. Platts just basically touched it and sent it on the other way, but didn't have enough time to do anything with it. So at the end of three, Tigers lead it, 47-44. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4.
Test, test. We're getting ready to start the fourth quarter here. Buckland will take it out on the side. 47-44 Bashir. Buckland, Harrington in the middle, knocked away, picked up by Linhart. Hey, oh, they call double dribble on Andrew. Buckland able to get their hands in there and break it up. Probably would have been better off holding on to that, but hey, his momentum was carrying him forward. You might as well try to dribble. Buckland will try it again. McNeil, top of the key. Good defense by Platt. Cassidy over on the wing. Skip pass. Card. Linhart saves it back in. Harrington. Oh, decides a little bit too late to pass it and ends up traveling. Brashear will get it. Here at the opening stages of the fourth quarter, Platt to bring it up. Guarded by McNeil. Lob pass to Clarkson. Clarkson fakes. Dribbles out. Passes that back out to Linhart on the wing. To Mountain. Inside from 10. Bill Elam drives baseline. Left hand, no good. It's blocked away and picked up by Buckland. Buckland the other way with it. McNeil up the right-hand side. McNeil coast to coast. And it was going to be a foul.
Foul's going to be on Platts.
That's his first. That's
third. 18 fouls on the Tigers, or on Buckland, 4 on the Tigers. McNeil with the shot from the right elbow is good. 47-46 Tigers. Platts will bring it across the timeline, gets it ahead. The ball is tipped. Buckland comes up with it. Well, actually, it went in the hands of Harrington, but they're going to call a foul on Clarkson. And that's 5 on Clarkson, so he's done. So Buckland will inbound it.
Clarkson pouring his heart out there on senior night, did all he could. A little bit slow a couple times, called for foul.
Hedinger in the game for the Tigers. Oh, man, nice looking block, and what are we going to... Ah, Billy M comes up with it.
John Mountain, block on Canterbury. That's tough to believe.
They're going to call Platts with using too many hands. So it'll be Buckland's ball in front of the Tiger bench. Switzer will inbound it. Gets it to McNeil. That's the Switzer all the way up ahead, up to Harrington, over to the big man. His shot is up and no good. And they're going to call over the back, I believe, over Linhart.
Linhart's been in the trenches all night, getting people on his back, getting rebounds. That's something the coach has been getting on him to do for the whole year. It's finally paying off here at the end of the season.
Four fouls now on Harrington.
Thank you, John.
Linhart's shot's good. 48-46 Tigers, 6:36 left in the fourth. Linhart's second shot is up, and it's no good. But Linhart comes up with a rebound. He falls down. They're going to call a foul. Boy, that was a hard fall, too.
Linhart's all skin and bones. I've seen him hit harder than that before. He doesn't have the meat to protect him, but he's a tough little guy.
And that's 4 fouls on Canterbury.
We'll take that. That's Linhart again being aggressive in there.
Shot's good. Buckland in the double bonus now.
I don't think I've seen Coach Copeland take anybody out ever for hustling too much. And that's what Linhart's been doing tonight.
All right, Linhart's shot's good. Now we're back to a two-possession game in favor of the Tigers. McNeil gets it across the timeline. And Harrington's shot's no good. It's out of bounds. It's going to be... Buckland's ball.
Hedinger tried to get in there and take the charge. And both players went down, but they gave it a no call.
Cassidy inbounds it to a waiting Switzer on the right-hand side. Shot's up, no good. Linhart comes up with it.
There he is again. I'm going to keep talking good about him if he does that. What a play by Brent Platt. Missed 2 shots, rebounded both, and put the third one back in. Linhart with the steal, layup, no good. And it's going to go back to Buckland. I tell you what, folks, the Tigers are about as high energy as they've been all year. Elam coming back in for Tyler Killen. Coach Copeland smiling over there.
I don't believe I've ever seen him have so much fun
They are getting after it, folks. Picking it up and putting it down, as they say.
Put those seniors in and see what happens. Buckland gets the ball across the timeline to Cassidy on the left-hand side. Cassidy back out up top to Switzer. Back to Cassidy. Cassidy on the left wing feeds it in the paint to the big man. His shot up off the glass is good. 52-48. Tigers with the lead. Platts will bring it back the other way, guarded by McNeil. Gets it across the timeline ahead to Linhart to Elam on the right side. Elam double-teamed, loses the handle on it, and Switzer comes up with it. Gets it ahead to Canterbury. Canterbury drives the lane. His shot's up and good. 52-50. Canterbury's finally coming back to life. He was pretty quiet there. Platts is going to take it in. Hands it right off. We're back in this transition game. Canterbury's shot is up and no good, but he's fouled.
Good challenge by Mountain there. Mountain probably, I'd say, 5'7". Blocked Canterbury down the court a few times ago and was able to get in his face there and disrupt the shot. It's one of the few times I've seen Canterbury miss point-blank range, whether there's a guy in his face or not. Mountain can get off the floor. 52-50 Brashear. Canterbury's going to shoot two. They don't want him to get going again. First one's good. Oh, we've seen this guy do everything from the free throw line. I saw him almost airball it. Banked two off the backboard, and that one was a switch. One-point game. Second one. Off the rim and no good. Rebound to Hedinger. Gives it to Platts up the middle of the floor.
Hedinger did a nice job of boxing out there.
Very good. Copeland warned him to do that, or there'd be repercussions. Platts has the top of the key. Two dribbles in. Up. No good. Off the side. Platts with his own rebound again. Up and off the glass and good. You can't keep him away from the ball, folks. Linhart rushing after. Almost gets the steal. Buckland brings it up. Cassidy. Middle of the floor. Fake. And he's into the right side. Into front court. Harrington over on the side. Cassidy wide open. The pass is up to three. Wants to run to play instead. Stolen by Linhart, but back to McNeil. And Buckland will set it up again. Here's Cassidy up at the top of the key. At the circle. Canterbury has it. They're going to get Hedinger maybe on the foul.
I think it may be on Killen.
I think it is on Tyler. It'll be 1-1 for Buckland.
17 fouls on the Tigers. Canterbury's first shot is up, and it's nothing but net. 54-52, back to a one-possession game here. Canterbury's second shot is no good, but Platts comes up with it. He'll bring the ball back the other way for the Tigers. Defense falls back. Platts walks it across the timeline. Sets the offense. He's going to take it in the lane. His shot is up and no good, but he's fouled.
Brent continue to get to the line. Where Brashear is in the double bonus, so it'll be two shots anyway, but he was shooting.
I think he was just challenging Canterbury to foul him.
And we end up getting Harrington with five fouls, one of their starters. Harrington very active on both sides of the floor. It'll be see what Brashear can do to with him out of the game. Second guy to foul out.
Platts will take it right to him, too.
Looks like Carg will come back in the game. Brent shoot two. 54-52 Brashear. First one's good.
Buckland just looks a little bit like they're just starting to run out of gas a little bit.
Well, they've only had one. Second one by Brent's good. They've had one guy come in the whole game. He came in a few different times. And pretty much has been the same troops all the way through. And Brashear with a 56-52 lead. 4:14 left to go in the fourth quarter.
10 team fouls on Buckland, 7 on the Tigers.
We'll see what Bashir can do these last 4 minutes, 14 seconds. All they need to do is keep hustling. That seems to be working so far. Buckland will inbound it on the baseline.
Tigers back to a 2-possession lead. It's going to be Buckland's ball out of bounds. Switzer is going to inbound it for Buckland. Tigers with the inbound steal up. They lose a handle on it. And Switzer comes up with it, gets it ahead to Cassidy, brings it across the timeline on the near side. Started by Mountain. Mountain went for the steal. They tried to get it into Card, but Linhart knocks it out of bounds. Switzer will inbound it for the Buckler. They get it in to McNeil over on the right-hand side. McNeil hands it off to Switzer. Pass it out up top to Cassidy. Cassidy back over to McNeil on the right side. Over to Switzer at the right wing. Into the big man, Canterbury. Canterbury feeds it into the lane, and he's going to be... They tried to get it into Cassidy, and Cassidy was fouled. Foul was, I believe, was on Killen. No, I think it may have been on Travis Hediger. Yep. That's his second. Cassidy's first shot is no good. But there's some sort of a lane violation on it.
We don't want to give them these second chances, even on the free throw line. Hey, missed it anyway. Platts with the rebound. He's going to bring it up right-hand side between the legs to the middle of the floor. Over to Mountain on the left wing. Mountain dribbles in and out. Tipped and tipped back. Cassidy dribbles down. Linhart. Linhart with a good defense there. I think that may be his fourth or fifth, though. Linhart was the one that hustled back. That's 4 on Linhart. We don't want to lose him. 3.5 minutes left to go, 56-52. Cassidy's back on the line. First one, no good by Cassidy. Here's the second one. Up. In and out. Rebound by Tyler Killen. Way to box out there, Tyler. Platts brings it up. Let's see if Bashir can run their offense. We're going to have to wait and see what they do because they call timeout. 3 minutes, 20 seconds left to go in the fourth quarter. It's 56-52 Bashir.
Whale of a game. Buckland led most of the, all of the first half and most of the third period, but the Tigers just keep clawing their way back into it. Until now, they're back ahead to the 2-possession game.
Tell you what, John and I should get paid to coach. We were talking about in the first half about how Tigers needed to keep the Buckland team from running, and hey, we did that, and look what's going on. 56-52 Bashir. That was the main thing. Usually, tables are turned a little bit. Bashir is subbing in a little bit more. Usually Bashir has been prone to fade there at the end of the game, but now it appears Buckland may be doing that. That's all right with us. Tell you what, the players that have been hustling the most, Linhart and Platts, I don't think have missed very much time, if any. I think they each may have missed a minute or two, but they're still getting after it. John Mountain had some little bit of spice off the bench. Good defense. Platts cross timeline. Nobody out there guarding him. 3 minutes, 15 seconds left to go. Challenged by Cassidy. Platts, top of the key. Out to Linhart. Linhart on the wing. To Platts, top of the key. Actually, at the circle. Platts with the left hand in. Loses it. Linhart open for three. Up front of the rim, no good. Tipped. Out to Cassidy. Here comes Buckland with the run. Cassidy, middle of the floor to Canterbury, up and in. Tell you what, they lost him in transition, and he burned them for it. Wide open under the basket. 56-54, Bashir. Bashir, let's see if we can run a play here. And they call Cassidy for the block. Kind of a odd-looking play. Cassidy got the body on Platts, and Platts ended up fouling, or Platts kind of stumbled over him, and they ended up calling Cassidy for the foul on that.
Kind of a late foul by the referee, and I think Becklin's coach was not happy about it when it came in late like that.
Platts will shoot two on the double bonus. Missing by Platts. It's got to hurt to get the foul 25 feet away from the basket like that, but the kid was hustling and could have gone either way, really. Second one by Platts is no good. Maybe getting a little bit tired. Buckland brings it up. Cassidy, left-hand side, back to Canterbury. Canterbury loses it up. Off the glass, no good. Off the glass again, no good. And he's going to get shoot two.
That's five on Linhart.
That's five on Andrew. Whale of a game by Andrew Linhart there. Cale Moore is going to come in for Andrew Linhart. You can't ask for more of a kid than Andrew Linhart gave tonight. First one by Canterbury. No good.
Well, he won't tie it up this time.
Second one, no good. Rebound to Platts. Good position there. For a little guy, he's really good at getting up and getting the ball. Platts, between the legs, top of the key. Shot from 18, no good. Rebound by Cassidy. Oh, got a cherry picker back there. Oh, Canterbury, I don't know how he made that. He wasn't really looking at the basket. But, hey, Buckland able to tie it up, 56 apiece.
So with 2 minutes, 7 seconds left in the game, we're all knotted up at 56.
Team fouls are at 10 apiece, so both teams will be shooting two the rest of the way. Brashear needs to just calm down. They haven't been able to run their plays, and it's cost them. Just they've kind of reverted to what's happened in the first half with Buckland able to get the long rebounds and get back.
Is it Harrington that's fouled out?
Yeah, Harrington fouled out. All right, Brashear, let's see if we can run some plays here.
10 team fouls apiece on both teams, so everybody in the double bonus now. Harrington out for Buckland, and Linhart out for the Tigers. And Clarkson, that's right. Platts with the ball up top, dribbles around the left-hand side. He's going to take it into the left blocks, gets it to Mountain on the baseline, back Mountain to Salter, and Salter's shot is up and no good, but he gets his own rebound. Putback is no good, and Canterbury comes up with it, and there's going to be a foul. No, it must not be a foul. It must just went out of bounds. Cassidy's going to inbound it for Buckland. Cassidy gets it in to McNeil. McNeil back to Cassidy. Cassidy brings it the other way. Switzer over to shots no good. Mountain comes up with a Platts with the ball. 1 minute, 29 seconds left in the game. Platts walks it across the timeline guarded by Cassidy. Shoots it for three. Oh, it's up and no good, but Travis Hediger comes up with it and his shot's no good. And Mountain comes up with it. Timeout.
Good hustle by Tigers. They lost a couple of their inside people, Linhart and Clarkson. Kind of counting on Platts to run things the rest of the way, create some plays. I tell you what, you can't teach, though, is hustle. And Tigers able to get after a couple rebounds right there. And good guys hold on to it with 1:14 left to go. Tie game, 56.
All right. On the floor for the Tigers, we've got Platts with the ball now over on the left-hand side. 1 minute, 13 seconds left. He dribbles around up top, guarded by McNeil. And he gets it all the way ahead. Oh, man, tries to get it up to Elam, but Canterbury comes up with the ball. Canterbury up top to Cassidy, and back to Switzer, back to Canterbury, over to the right-hand side to McNeil. McNeil to Switzer. Switzer to Carr, back out to Switzer on the left-hand side. His shot's no good, but he's going to be fouled, and he'll go to the line and shoot a couple. Foul is going to be on Travis Hedinger.
Travis tried to box out there a little bit too early while the shot was still going out, and that cost him. Looks like it'll be Switzer, shoot two. First one, in and out, no good. All right, boxed out here, Tigers. Second shot from Switzer. Up and good. Buckland with a one-point lead. Call timeout, 57-56 Buckland. 45 seconds even. Oh, we didn't need this, John, right after that game against Atlanta. We had a chance to tie up that game in Atlanta down at the end of the game. Down by two, but Atlanta played tough defense, was able to pull it out.
The Tigers will have possession of the ball, so we'll see if they can do anything with it. If they can bring it down, get it in, do a little defense, we'll be all right.
Rashear to inbound it. No pressure by Buckland. They're going to stay back. Platts to bring it up. Here we go, folks. 40 seconds left to go in the game. Platts at the circle. Meets some light pressure by Buckland. No look pass to Mountain. Mountain over on the wing. Gets it back out to Platts. Some tough D. Platts dribbles in. Over to Moore. Moore. Bounce pass to Platts. 28 seconds left. Platts. 1-2 dribbles. Is able to get it away. Moore over on the right-hand side. Oh, Mountain saves it. Over on the left-hand side with the hustle. Gives it back out to Platts. 13 seconds left. Platts with a running. No, knocked away. On the floor. Cassidy has it. 6 seconds left. And they foul Cassidy. He'll shoot two shots. Platts had a tough shot there at the end. 4.6 seconds left, folks. Platts had a tough shot there. Running one-hander. Kind of went in and out. And I thought it was a chance to go in. Very important that the Tigers box out here. Cassidy will shoot two on the double bonus. 57-56 Buckland. First one's up and good. 58-56 Buckland. Still not out of it even if he makes this. Second shot. Up. Good. Just going to be a little bit tougher now. John, you got to think they're probably going to try to foul up Brashear as time goes down, so we can't get the three off. Brashear just kind of hoped they fouled a little bit of time on the clock, so if we do miss it, we can put it back up and in. It'll be really nice to bring this one home for the seniors. Brent Platts, John Mountain, Cody Salter, Bill Elam, Danny Clarkson, Travis Hattinger, the seniors for Brashear. Coach Copeland, instructions to his troops. Here we go. 4.5 seconds left. 3-point game. No pressure on the ball immediately, but as soon as he crosses half court, he'll probably be there. Platt brings it up. Block. Oh, they call a jump ball, and it's Bashir's ball with 9/10 of a second left. Platt's had it blocked. Oh, man. Salter inbound. Platt, three-pointer is short. No good. Buckland comes up with a good victory here, 59-56. Once again, the Tigers come up a little bit short.
One whale of a ball game tonight. Tigers come up just a little bit on the short end of the stick, 59-56. We'll have the totals here in just a minute. Leading scorers for the Tigers are going to be Brent Platts with 31. Elam with Linhart with 13. Elam with 5. Clarkson and Hediger with 3 apiece. For Buckland, it's going to be 33 for Canterbury, 5 for Cassidy and Switzer, 8 for Harrington, 2 for McNeil and Carr. So that's it. That's a wrap. This concludes tonight's matchup between Buckland and the Tigers. The boys' game, Tigers come up a little short, 59-56. Girls' game, Tigers win it 66-16. Thanks for your help tonight, Mr. Caldwell.
You're welcome.
Anytime.
Good
night.